Hi there. The word for you today is, what kind of example are you? In 1 Timothy 4 verse 12, Paul writes to Timothy and says, be an example. Andrew Murray, one of the great Bible scholars and Christian leaders of a century ago, wrote, and I quote, God is no more precious gift than the man or woman who lives as an embodiment of his will and inspires those around him or her with the faith of what grace can do. When Paul writes, be an example, he means be a role model. Think about it. The first car off the assembly line is a prototype of all that follows. Dressmakers study the pattern and then they design the garment accordingly. Now, the word ideal sounds lofty, and it is. But even if you don't achieve the ideal, it should still be your goal. What Paul was saying to young Timothy was this, when you talk about Jesus, people should see so much of him in your life that they too desire to know him. Or when you talk about faith, the evidence of it in your life should be so compelling that they too want to live by it. The poet wrote, I'd rather see a sermon than hear one any day. I'd rather one should walk with me than merely show the way. The eye's a better pupil and more willing than the ear. Fine counsel is confusing, but example's always clear. And the best of all the preachers are the men who live their creeds. For to see good put in action is what everybody needs. I soon can learn to do it, if you'll let me see it done. I can see your hands in action, but your tongue too fast may run. And the lectures you deliver may be very fine and true, but I'd rather get my lesson by observing what you do. For I may not understand you and the high advice you give, but there is no misunderstanding how you act and live. So the word for you today is, be an example.